Should we mute?
No, I'm going to keep you guys unmuted. You know, let's see what happens.
Whatever.
وعلى فكرة بالعربي بالإنجليزي whatever, it doesn't matter, okay? اللي, يعني, it's up to you. طيب. Mansoor, are you ready?
Let's do this.
All right. Hello and welcome to another episode of the Anti-Shuffle Podcast. This is a special one, Mansoor.
Indeed.
Today Indeed. Marks the first time we have guests on the show. I'm really looking forward to this one. I'm going to pretend that I don't know these guys. Okay? I've been... I'm going to act. it's gonna be weird because I'm very familiar with these guys, right? I've personally worked with them a lot as well. During the questions part, it's gonna be weird pretending that I don't know some of the things that we're gonna be asking, but I'm gonna try my best, okay?
Just pretend they are a bunch of strangers, okay?
Oh my god! slow clap, everybody, welcome strangers to the show.
Hey. Hi, Mazaj, we miss you, bro.
I miss you too, guys.
We love you, man.
طبعا this is you guys are the first guests also on the Anti-Shuffle podcast, so that's I don't know if it's an honor, could be, well, an honor, I don't know, I'm not sure. All right, definitely. Great, thanks, Qusay. Qusay's got my back. Anyways, what guys, introduce yourselves. Introduce yourself and what do you do in the band?
Mustafa, guitarist.
Sultan, bassist.
Qusay, other guitarist.
He has to tell him that he has to talk. What? Well, the guy in the back, what did you say?
The guy in the back. The bold guy in the back. My name is Zaid. I'm the drummer.
Zaid, the awesome drummer. Zaid is, without a doubt, top... Three drummers in top, you know, okay, top four drummers, top four drummers in Saudi. That's good.
Down, take it. Thanks.
Very talented individual. All right, guys, we're gonna get to a part where we ask you all the get to know you a little bit better. Get to our five audience members, the five people that watch this podcast as well. They'll get to know you as well. Very good.
Or I'm here later already. On.
Okay, great. Yeah, so yeah, exactly. You're not watching. Yeah, that's true. So, but yeah, let's start off with a bit of news. Break the ice a little bit with some news. All right, Zaid is rocking out. Zaid is rocking out the Anti-Shuffle music. Okay,
I got excited.
It's okay. Well, if you're excited, I'm excited about this. Mansoor, why don't you tell us a little bit about? You shared this news article. What is it? What is it all about?
So apparently, we kind of regressed back 20 years as a people, as a society, and Creed has three songs in the top 10 charts.
Why is this happening? Is there a specific reason why Creed are back in the charts?
I think they reunited. Are you guys into Creed?
Well, Christian Rock, huh?
Yeah.
Scott,
yeah.
I thought he threw himself into a river.
No, he's back. He's back with a vengeance. They ran out of money. They ran out of money and now they're back with a vengeance.
There's only the one Creed song I know that everybody knows. Can You Take Me Higher? What's it called?
Yeah,
Can you take me higher?
My favorite Creed song is What If from the Scream soundtrack.
The guitars, you guys remember?
Hey, yeah, Tremonti.
He is, yeah. They're all good.
Tremonti, wash.
Yeah,
I think Tremonti is a good teacher as well.
Alter Bridge, I believe.
Yes, you're right.
Alter Bridge, Tremonti for Alter Bridge. Yeah, Mark Tremonti. Incredible. He has the Italian guitarist thing, you know, the Italian guitarists that are super crazy.
Italian guitarist thing?
You know, Steve Vai, Joe Satriani.
Yeah, it's
in their blood.
They're all insane guitarists, Isha.
Yeah.
But, okay. Well, anyways, they're back in the charts for some reason. Doesn't explain why. I don't know. I didn't read the article, honestly. Did you read it, Mansoor?
Yeah, I'm guessing, Ma'arif.
طيب, okay, yeah, let's move on to the next. Let's move on. Are you guys? What do we mean?
I don't know why.
Let's move
on to...
Can we just figure out why did Creed become one of the most hated bands in the world?
I think it's because they're cheesy. I think it's because they're cheesy. They're cheesy as hell. So that's why they listen. Any band that gets popular, like Nickelback, like Creed. I don't know. Justin Bieber. Also, like, I mean, you know, we're talking about pop. You know, like, yeah, but like, so anybody that gets extremely popular, they end up getting extremely hated at the same time.
But they always They always start up with the best first album ever. Mm-hmm. If you heard Creed's first album, it's pretty cool.
No,
we have a Creed fan. We have a Creed fan.
I hate Creed.
Oh man, hidden Creed fanboy.
No, hate them. Love the first album. Love Metallica. Hate all their music. Love the first album. It's always the first album.
Kill 'Em All. Kill 'Em All is your favorite Metallica album.
I grew to love it the most over time.
Okay,
interesting.
Now for me, it's Master of Puppets.
Maybe this whole new comeback, same. If it's more in line with their origin, then I'll give it a shot. Why not?
I don't think they're releasing any new music. It's all these bands like Oasis, Creed. I don't know, like I can't remember who else as well, but they're all coming back, you know, just to be part of the kind of zeitgeist and be back in part of the story, make money again, you know. They're running out of money, I guess. But in any case, let's move on because so we don't run out of time here. But this one, I love this story. Listen, I have a joke for this one. Go ahead, Mansoor, read the story because I want to say my joke here. Come on, go ahead.
Okay, so apparently John Bon Jovi convinced a woman not to jump off a bridge.
La, it's a wrong artist.
John Bon Jovi.
No. They got the wrong artist to help you. They should have been Third Eye Blind.
You will step up from that ledge.
There we go.
It's too slow for that one.
No? All right.
I got it.
It's pretty cool.
Cheers.
I'll keep my day job. But anyways, it's actually like, apparently he's also like an advocate that he has like some kind of foundation that helps people in crisis or something like that and intervention. So apparently he's born for that job. Is Bon Jovi a good guy? Is he a good person? Like, do people like talk about him in a nice way, or like, is he like one of those celebrities that everybody hates?
I don't think anybody hates him.
A classic Hairspray 80s metal guy, but the difference was John Bon Jovi was a Jersey guy. Like if you're into the American culture, John Bon Jovi is like a Jersey guy, and most hair metal bands are LA, but he was like the Jersey cool family guy. He's like the working class.
He's like more clean and all that.
Yes,
I remember hearing in صعب الشغل معاه, you know, he's very like his work ethic is very like detailed or something like that. You know, he's very like detail oriented and stuff like that. So, but I mean, it goes to show like the success of the band. Obviously, maybe it's attributed to, you know, having
it's just
that
Generation X. Ethic. I think all of them are like
Gen X. Gen X, just Gen X things.
All right, John Bon Jovi helped a woman get off of a bridge. She stepped down from that ledge, and then she went and lived her life. It was her life, and it's now. Anyways, let's move on to the next piece here. So Rabi, I don't know if you guys know this, but so Quad Cortex, Neural DSP, they have like this multi effects unit, the Quad Cortex. I know that Qusay has one that's collecting dust somewhere in his studio.
Yeah, and, we're Quad Cortex brothers, and you own one, right?
Yeah, I have.
You have a Cortex.
Wait. Let me. It's so conveniently here. I'm gonna.
Mine is right there too.
I'm gonna take it out and show it off here. Yeah.
لازم نطلع على Quad Cortex هنا. Let's touch Quad Cortex.
we're gonna create a singularity. You end up creating singularity, man. Okay, wait. One
it is collecting dust, man.
Yeah, you need
I just did the update a few days ago.
Oh, you just did it? Okay. They just released a new update as well to fix a bunch of stuff. But anyways, so apparently Neural DSP did a masterclass in Dubai at a store called Art of Guitar. And they got this guy, Rabia, who is like a spokesperson for, you know, Quad Cortex, Universal Audio, and all of these different companies. And he's also like a famous guitar influencer. It was just cool, and I thought it was really cool that they, you know, he went all the way to Dubai and like this company did this like masterclass session, and people came and took pictures with him, got signatures, whatever.
Dude, I feel like this is on this guy, man. This guy, right? Like he plays really good music, but I don't think he like makes music, does he? Like, is he in a band?
He's in a band. Yeah, he has a new band now. It's I forgot its name, but honestly, like I feel like, yeah, I don't mean to sound like a hater, but like all these guitar influencers, when they have bands, like they end up sounding very mediocre for some reason. Like I don't feel like they end up sounding good.
Oh, okay. Because I heard some of his like.
Zed said
he's in a band.
He's in a band.
I am in the band. Yes. Yeah. Band, yes.
Yeah, okay, great.
He's in a band.
He is in a band, but I forgot the name as well.
Confusion is a part of our brand, guys. yeah, the point you're making about influencers trying to be in bands, what other examples of that? So, عندك, Mateus Asato, right? That guy is an amazing guitarist.
He's a guitarist before he was an influencer. Rabia, I think, was an influencer before he became like someone who plays in a band or anything like that, you know?
Well, I know, the way I know the guy is that he works for Chapman Guitars, right? He's like a spokesman for Chapman Guitars.
Yeah, he has this weird the relationship with Anderton, like the guys from Anderton's and Chapman Guitar, Madrid. And I don't know, like it's not very clear, yeah. But anyways, by the way, this is also seems to be in line with an announcement that also Neural DSP is making that you can see here. It got leaked though. They keep saying soon, and they're releasing teasers. But basically, what they're gonna release is a nano cortex. They're gonna release a smaller version of the quad cortex without a screen and smaller. I guess it's going to be cheaper, and then you can just use your PC to set up your presets and settings and whatever. And I don't know. That's really.
I feel like it's small enough as is.
I know. Yeah, they're gonna make it. You know the Helix. You know the. The
Helix Stomp.
Yeah, the Helix Stomp. They're trying to go after that market. They're trying to go. They're trying to create a product that goes after that market.
I guess it being cheaper is like the main thing because it's definitely
an
expensive piece of gear, man.
Yeah, dude, it's not cheap at all.
Yeah.
Wait, hold on. What's a nano quad cortex?
They still didn't announce it.
Phone size?
I don't know. It's already small enough. Is like what is this? Like this can fit into most pedalboards. Like it's tiny.
What does it do?
It's not tiny.
Half size of that, maybe. Half size.
Probably. It's probably gonna be. I think it. Yeah, it doesn't have a screen. It just has a bunch of knobs. If you want to put settings in it or whatever, it lets you tishbuk al computer. But then, you know, on your computer, you kind of create the settings and.
Oh, fair enough. Fair enough.
Okay. Yeah, I mean, they needed to create a new product. Honestly, they haven't updated any of the products, but they need to start working on their software as well and get those plugins working on their quad cortex. All right, let's move on to this last one. I thought it was interesting. Is any of you a fan of Jane's Addiction? I feel like
they
most of them
that one song that I like.
I used to be. These guys.
Mountain, yeah. Running on the mountain.
Mountain song.
The mountain.
Anyways, they had like a reunion show, and apparently they. So it's been known that apparently the Jane's Addiction like lead singer and the guitarist Dave Navarro has always been in like fights, like they haven't had the best relationship, and when they did this reunion show. Apparently, the first show was really bad. The singer was not on time. It seemed people were accusing him of being on, you know, some kind of under the influence of something. So he wasn't performing well. The second show, he was apparently better. This third show, apparently, he was just messing around so much because I think maybe Dave told him, hey, you need to get your stuff together and start playing properly or start singing properly. And it ended up with them fighting on stage.
And I heard he goes on like rants on like, drunken rants on stage, but then Dave Navarro just played the loud chord to like be like
to shut him up.
Talk. I do it sometimes, Sarahtan. I do it sometimes. Like if the host is talking too much, I play a chord. Just like, come on, just let us play. And then,
honestly, I 100% support you in doing that. Some hosts really need to.
It's kind of a down a little bit. that's strike one. But it's just
I'm gonna have to bleep that out. Anyways,
he got upset because he rudely interrupted him with a chord, then got up in his face. But then I did the whole thing like I'm gonna. But see, like you can see him like feebly throwing a punch, but nothing lands.
He elbowed him in the chest, dude. Dave Navarro, he elbowed Dave Navarro while he's playing his solo.
Yeah, that's embarrassing. Well, that's an unfortunate thing.
They canceled the tour.
Oh, really?
They canceled,
oh.
The tour, yeah. they just canceled it today. Yeah, today they were like, yeah, it's canceled.
They just canceled it. No surprise. So I'm going to tell you, this age of social media, these bands, they're under a microscope. Everyone's filming. And like, if like something like this happens, especially with Oasis, like the Hain Oasis, they have had like what years and years and years of like squabbling and like talking crap to one another. Like when they go on tour and if they fight, it's going to get filmed, you know, and it's probably going to turn into like the spectacle. Slachten, yeah. I'm not like it should be about the music, but whatever.
Then stop interrupting me with these notes.
It's too much drama with this one.
Trying to say something.
I'm just never you.
I'm laughing at this comment here. Like someone commented on this article saying they must be trying to open for they must be trying to get an opening slot for the upcoming Oasis tour.
Yeah. I can see it happening so clearly.
Gain's addiction and Oasis.
Yeah, but they don't fit together musically. But من ناحية يعني مضاربات
ويعني push that's drama.
For, then by all means go. But, yeah, Jane's Addiction and Oasis. I would be so confused whether I want to buy this or not.
Yeah. Anyways, that's it for the news, guys. How would you rate that news segment? Enjoyable?
Very well. It was nine. Right. Good news segment.
I give it 3.5 out of 10.
Oh, but
that's a fair one. That's fair. Whoa. I can live with that. I can live with that.
Clave.
I give it an 8. All right.
You too, Colin. Clave.
Guys. Is this your first interview? I don't want to say interview, صح? ولا...
Yes. Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. لا بالعكس, you're very, very pro. Let me ask.
It doesn't count.
Actually, the Arab news article was very interesting because
they like put pictures of people who are not us.
Yeah,
that's the main problem I had with the article. And like they strangers are the headliner, and like the pictures are all like other bands, and it's like okay, and the only picture they had was of you guys like during practice or rehearsing or setting up or something
check,
like that.
Sound check picture, like
yeah.
Okay, that's fine. This is.
Like, we're here to do you guys justice. So why don't we start off by telling us the story of how Strangers was formed? I don't think I personally know how Strangers were formed either. So why don't you tell us, like, who started?
You it's both of us together.
Yeah.
Okay.
So
it was both of us.
I'm good. I'm
good. As you know, I was part of the team of Wolf Sound, and I was handling the social media there, and... Ahmed Chowli, the owner of Wolf Sound, introduced me to this guy. I remember we were in the music space.
Which guy? Sultan or Zed?
It was Zed.
Zed. Okay. I was when I was back in Jordan still, I didn't come here yet. I texted Wolf Sound and I was like, yeah, I'm a Jordanian musician. I'm coming to Jeddah to work here. And I'm looking forward to meeting you guys and everything. The one who responded was Mustafa, right? And we talked a little bit and the things were like, yeah, perfect. I fell in love with the whole vibe, with the whole thing, because Mustafa was sharing all of those things, and I've seen people who talk like us, and you know, sorry for this, but whenever you're outside of Saudi Arabia, what you think of Saudi Arabia is what you had before, a long time ago. So after I've seen that, I was like, yeah, I'm really excited. So I got here, and we were hanging out, going out, and I met Mustafa. Ahmed Chowri introduced me to Mustafa, and we started talking, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
We started sharing interest in music, and I don't know if you know me. I don't listen to like very like common stuff like Jane's Addiction. Never heard a song by Jane's Addiction. You know, John Bon Jovi. I know it's my life. So I usually listen to like obscure things because I'm not trying to be cool. It's really what I enjoy. And apparently the stuff that no one knows, Zed happened to know very well too.
Yeah.
So there was this instant connection.
See this, guys? Goosebumps.
Oh, wow. That's when Masai came in. He felt the goosebumps and he came in from the sky, floating like an angel.
Yeah. So anyway, we started jamming and we started putting our videos on Instagram just for fun. And then Sultan saw one of these videos. Let him tell you.
Those are videos that you were in Wall of Sound, I think, right? Like practicing.
Yeah. It was me and Zed are just jamming random riffs that are similar to the stuff that we enjoy.
Yeah,
nice.
And then came Sultan.
Yeah, I saw the videos and I was really wanted. Yeah, I saw Zaid the first time. I said, who was that drummer? Who is this drummer? يعني بصراحة يعني ما حتشوف أو ما قد شفت من زمان يعني درامر كده يعني درامر نظيف بصراحة
أحرجته صار لونه أحمر زي طماطم ورا
I texted مصطفى can I join يعني I wanna join you guys just for a jam let's see وبصراحة كده
Actually,
amazing. يعني أول شيء عزفناه أنا وزيد. It was كده.
لا قبل ما أنت تيجي. I have to mention something about Sultan. When Sultan texted me and he's like, I wanted to join. I started telling
the pockets.
When Sultan wanted to join and he sent me, I started telling people around that Sultan Ghandi, the bassist from by the way, the bassist from the old days of Wasted Land, wants to join us. And
okay.
Almost everyone in my vicinity was like, I don't think he's interested, Mustafa. I'm like, why do you think so? He's not interested in being in a band anymore.
Yeah,
we tried, many people tried to get him in. I'm like, he has to come in. It's like, yeah, he just wants to jam. And then he came and jammed.
On that first jam, yani, just how Qusay keeps describing it, we were in the pocket.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Instant chemistry, yeah.
In the park.
Instant chemistry. Yeah,
exactly. Yeah.
I remember, what was his name? There's someone else was with us. Ahmed Hakim. And he was like, you guys are in sync. We were like, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. I think we are.
Where's Qusay? When did Qusay come into the picture?
Something was missing in the sound. Something was missing in the sound. I was trying to like create riffs and progressions and soundscapes and all that.
I came way later. So I came. I was in another band at the time. It was called Melodomania, and my efforts and focus was more on that band. I got to know the Wall of Sound guys better because we all shared a bus going from Jeddah to Riyadh for Wasla, the very festival that got canceled. It was supposed to be like this huge indie festival thing that was going to happen, but unfortunately, due to the weather, it got canceled. What happened was that it was canceled, and I got to know the guys better. I got to know Zaid and Sultan better and Mustafa better, and we all kind of became friendly and friends with each other.
We used to session with other artists.
I was just about to say, Qusay, weren't you like a session guitarist that played for... I remember seeing Qusay like in every Wall of Sound act that played live, like
for a little while, all of us.
Yeah,
that was the four of us.
We were all like sessionists. Like I was sessioning for Clinch and Fulano.
Oh, see,
yes, I remember.
That's how I met Sultan and Zaid. So, Ahmed Chawli, label manager for Wall of Sound, asked me to play guitar for Clinch, and during the first practice session, you guys made me fit into the pocket.
Yep.
You guys put me inside there.
In the pocket.
And made me stuck next to you guys.
We were asking Mustafa, all of us were discussing, does Qusay fit in our own personal band? Let's talk to him. All of us said, yes. Let's talk to him.
Qusay is like I know. I keep saying this. I'm giving this compliment to everybody, but Qusay is definitely top three guitarists. I'm serious. Qusay, it's rare to have a guitarist that knows, like, first of all, like very strong theoretical knowledge and is able to implement it in a way that works in the groove and music writing and song, not just like, oh, I know my theory. Oh, I have to play this chord in order because it's like theoretically correct or whatever. No, like, and as a session guitarist as well, I feel like you've developed that talent a lot. So. Definitely, I can see why you immediately fit with the strangers.
I passed the vibe check. Alhamdulillah, the guys like me. I love them.
let me ask.
Who are you?
Let me ask you guys.
It was
Just a quick question. Did you guys always decide on being without a vocalist? Or is this something from the beginning of the band starting? Did you guys say, like,
he's sick of talking about
it. I really want a vocalist, but I will not settle for any vocalist. And I'm not shooting at anyone. I just, there's something in my brain that I want. That doesn't mean that we're getting a vocalist. But yeah. it's a group decision. So yeah, I don't know about the guys. Go ahead, talk.
I think if we ever get a vocalist, we should change the name of the band.
Oh.
And become something else.
That's a bold
move. Yeah, الناس تعود عليكم كinstrumental band. يعني الناس تعود إنه okay, strangers. It's like I'm gonna get some kind of groovy, catchy instrumental.
Just another thing.
Gig.
Just a whole other thing then.
It's having the Linkin Park thing.
Yeah.
Right now.
But would not hurt to have songs that feature an artist that's a singer or something like that, you know?
Yeah, that's the happy we agree on that.
That's a happy compromise. For sure.
Yeah.
That's the compromise.
I have a question for you guys. يعني هل كنتوا عارفين like إيش الساوند اللي تبوا تسووه وانتوا يعني من البداية ولا is it something that happened يعني مع الوقت؟
It originally started بقول لك when I first started the band with Zed, we were more influenced by bands like Melt, Far Caspian. It was more pop indie pop kind of sound with a lot of chorus, a lot of that. When I said
swishies,
chorus, Mozaj will understand exactly what I mean.
Yeah. More chorus.
Yeah.
you know the SNL skit that was
more cowbell.
Mustafa comes with a boss chorus, but more chorus.
So that was the original sound. Yeah. When Zed, when Sultan came in, he added his own groove. I expected him to be more metal, but on the first jam from the first minute, it went groove, so it added the vibe to the pop indie. It became more
groovy.
It gets indier and indier and indier. And then when Qusay came in, it had this elevation of like what he does in the gaps that we create.
It was a painting on a canvas, and then he did the coloring.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
Something yeah, this is how I would describe it.
Very well put.
A lot.
Wow. I just dabbed. I know.
Very well put.
I did دخلك السجن على فكرة.
So it evolved.
We're gonna have to cut. We're gonna have to cut
it now.
Come on.
It evolved to whatever it is now. So whatever that is, it was the result of all these steps that we took.
Okay.
Awesome.
But the challenge I had. Go. Yeah.
But a challenge I had when I started with the band was play less. Just be more focused. Less notes, less coloring, Zemagal said. Yes. Less is more.
I think that's the problem. I think that's an issue with not just as a guitarist. Like as a guitarist, when you're used to being a solo artist for a long time, you feel like you have to compensate and just write the most complex stuff, and you end up like being very guitar focused, and you have to like learn how to dial that back. But also, كموسيقيين من السعودية كمان, I feel like a lot of the local artists here end up overcompensating because they want to prove themselves so hard that they end up trying to write the most complex, the most heaviest, the most it ends up the feel and writing something that is enjoyable to listen to ends up, you know, maybe being kind of left to the side. And that's one of the refreshing things about Strangers. And I'm not just saying that because I'm working with you guys.
Allah, we love you, bro. But it's very, very tricky. It is very tricky because it the whole like when you write originals, I write originals with a looper, and the simpler the first layer is, the better the complexity. The complexity is something you evolve in, you don't start with. If you start complex, it's gonna get complicated, which is complex and complicated are two different words. You start simple. Mm-hmm. And it you just add layers, and it's not about how you play it; it's about how it sounds. Mm. So when you loop, you just play it, and sometimes I forget how I played it. Mm. It just sounds awesome, and it's frustrating because I wish I remember how I did that. It sounds good, you know. So it's the simplicity of the first layers, and then Qusay comes in with the later colorings, and then we started swapping where he starts with simple layers, and I try to. That's the thing; it's just there is no rule. as long as it sounds good.
Yeah, let's go. Absolutely. So yeah, you guys have been...
عنيكم كده ما هي يعني I don't feel like there's too much posturing in your music, like too much flexing, as they say. You know what I mean? Like it's more hook based. يعني ما أعرف هذا اللي أنا حاسه.
Which is a result of that whole. It sounds good. That's all.
It's a conscious decision too. Like it's not about like it's about we all lift the music together. Mafi, one person taking center stage and becoming the main guy.
I guess you know? It's all of us becoming servants of that sound. It's
100%.
We all just serve a good. We look for the good sound and we serve it. We try to deliver that.
I don't like the lead rhythm guitarist kind of label that people keep saying because like. Me and I identify as a rhythm player. I don't identify as a lead player. Mustafa is also a rhythm player, and Saif Mufti, bassist of Ana Nahant, he tells me Strangers. He loves Strangers because it's a band made up of two rhythm guitarists. There's no lead guitarist in that band.
Yeah,
and I keep that mantra with me when I write for Strangers. I want it to sound as rhythmic as possible, not lead show off lead stuff like that.
Exactly.
You know? I've never been good at that, so why even try, you know?
Yeah.
And that's the thing with the drums as well. With the drums, it's see someone actually flexes in this band, and it's Sultan Ghamdi on bass.
Yeah.
He does his
bass lines.
It's true.
In the videos, like in the live videos that we did together, like the comments are always like, "Oh, this bass line is so groovy." Or
you created that sound,
you're the one that wrote. You're the one.
You're the only one who put the bass right. You just put the bass at the front, and there you go. It's perfect.
Yeah.
And that's the thing. Sultan does all these like the flexing part of the background. He just does his own thing. That fits exactly with the melodies that me and Qusay create.
True.
And then Zed comes in doing this weird thing that I've never seen any other drummer does. He keeps the beat aligned with the Sultan's lines, the bass, you know. But then he does these other things with the hi-hats and with the toms Spring that are with our melodies. So he's kind of like torn between doing...
Matching
the melody and matching the beat with Sultan. So.
I look to connect the groove over here with the accents over there.
Yeah, it's like the low frequencies with the bass and the high frequencies with the guitar. Yeah.
I try to connect those two things to make them sound like just put together.
Yeah,
no, definitely it shows.
One piece.
Oh my God, you anime nerds. You goddamn nerds. Let me ask. You anime geeks. Let me ask you guys. So you've been touring, I would say you've been touring because you know you went to Al Khobar, you played in Al Khobar, and you've been playing a lot of gigs here as well in Jeddah. لعبت في الرياض ولا لسه؟
والله we're dying to.
Let's do. Okay. Someone needs but, to. Riyadh, please invite us.
But let me ask you guys, what's been the experience like playing or touring live? Imagine that you're answering this question for someone who's like really excited to tour, like to be an artist and a musician and in a band, and wants to like go around Saudi and play in different gigs and different concerts and venues. I mean, what's the experience like? What's the positives? What's the negatives? What is it like so far?
والله شوف حقين قال لما روحنا الخبر, they treated us like kings, man. They were amazing. They treated us so well, and huge props to those guys. Joa Fawaz, the keyboardist, is amazing. I love that guy. Pieces.
Fawaz is the best.
Fawaz Nadir Al Fassam, Sound of Ruby,
was very guitarist. Nice to us.
He's the guitarist. Yeah, and the singer. Arkan
made us use his equipment. Like we literally, he told me like before I landed. Before we boarded our plane, he's like, "Don't get your stuff, use our stuff."
Yeah.
لا تشيل تحمل ومش عارف ايه.
ما جبتوا انتوا الامس حقت ما شلتوا الامس حقتكم صح؟
No, nothing.
تعالوا جبنا بس
الجيتارز.
They let us use their guitars and their amps. They were that friendly with us. والله يعني.
That's awesome.
Their hospitality was unmatched. دقيقة, do we have something going on?
Zed, no, we cannot replace you. There's no other drummers. Come on, man.
Connection,
according to the
top three.
Speaking about touring, though, Anna, one of the most surprisingly good gigs that I've been to was in Abha. I was performing with Ghada Shiri. I thought that the crowd was going to be unresponsive, but it was the opposite. It's like That's what I'm excited for. I want to go to those small places, Saudi. I want to go to Asfahan, no matter how challenging or how daunting it may seem. I want to go to like Khamis Mushayt. I want to go to like, I want to go to Najaf. I want to go to Skaka.
This is very brave. This is very brave. No, it's because like, I think every artist's nightmare is going to a place where you have unresponsive audience or people that don't show up.
Yeah. That's the thing.
We had this last week.
We had that last week in Jeddah. Oh, my.
Yeah. I came.
Mansoor was there.
No, that one was good. You were in the gig that made up for what happened the week before.
Tell us about it. Without maybe, like, if you don't want to mention the name of the location or the venue, just like tell us what was.
I'll name it.
Please don't look like angels. Stop.
Keyword angels.
Oh my god.
Okay.
That's a keyword.
Imagine we went to.
I knew what you guys are talking about. When you guys were white, the whole thing.
Yeah, exactly. We were the only live band playing on that place.
And, yes. We were Sultan, the first. Arjuk. لازم تقول لنا القصة لأنه backstory. What's the venue is a very techno oriented electronic dance music venue, صح?
Exactly.
كيف تواصلوا معاكم وقالوا تعالوا نبغاكم انتو as a indie rock band تلعبوا في تلعبوا live.
يعني شوف هو بصراحة كان يعني صاحبنا عزوز,
a very dear friend عزوز.
Yeah. Okay.
Love that guy.
He was fighting with his company his company to bring us on that live event, and he was betting that a live band will make the difference in such events. Yeah. So we said no, we will not. I don't think our sound or our band will do something, but this will do something.
You sellouts. You call yourselves an indie rock band. I'm drinking Beren today. Anyways, yeah.
We didn't expect a reaction بطريقه هذه. يعني we went for sound check. It's okay, sound check. اليوم اللي بعده يوم الايفنت طلعنا and
الساعة كم؟
The first song كم الجيج؟ we played كان الساعة 9:30
we were the first
and I think the first act. And there was like 50 or 60 people, maybe 100 people in front of us. Okay.
All dressed in white, mind you.
Yeah, all including us. We hit the first song and we finish up the first song
perfectly. We played it perfectly.
Yes,
no mistake.
Which song?
Melter.
Okay.
And we play it live differently.
It never
fails. We build it up.
Anyway, you do the arena rock thing.
Exactly. Exactly. Yeah. So we finish up the song.
Crickets. Nothing.
This is the only sound you hear. Nothing.
Kind of White Walkers.
Nothing.
Game of Thrones. White Walkers. White Walkers. You know the zombies. It was exactly like. There was a guy with LED lights. All I would see is just his LED lights going.
He was dancing. Sparking. Nothing.
And then you hear the echo of Saleh. What a.
Exactly. Because he's holding the mobile to shoot us.
What a kind of mess.
Saleh, you photographer. Saleh is the keyboardist from Ana Nahan. Sometimes he takes pictures.
Percussionist.
He's a photographer.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, and he's also a percussionist, a very dear friend of mine. He takes pictures of like of us playing together. And he was the only one. And there was some of our some of the people who like frequent our shows and follow us and stuff like that.
There were like three of them, and we promised them sorry. We're actually inviting them to the gig next Friday.
Free.
Yeah.
We're like, we're gonna make it up to you on us. Come to the Friday.
But يعني كان في ناس يعني قاعد تقول مين؟
في ناس وبيزيد العدد. بيزيد العدد يعني.
بس يعني ما كانوا
100 people at the start or the first song, maybe the fifth or the sixth song, maybe like 200. I don't know, but there were a lot of people.
There were a lot of people, but they were all very quiet.
No reaction whatsoever? Mafi?
Magula?
No one there. Nothing, no reaction at all.
It was confusion. Wow. That was the reaction, confusion.
And then, Mustafa, I give him the mic, please, Mustafa.
حمسهم. ايوه مصطفى كان وحش في حي جميل في حي جميل فيديوز لايك جيتينج بيبل اكسايتد اند تيلينج ذم اد يا بس لايك ات didnt work here ايوه بس ات didnt work here
if I can engage with people I'll talk but them kusai covered my ass here and he's like covered my behind sorry and he did it نورا قلبه he wasn't into it and I'm sorry about that
no it's okay it's okay it's okay it's part of being on
hello all these strangers please follow us on Instagram رمى المايك
بعدين I said some a few curses under my breath after I turned off the mic and that was it
That was the worst show I've ever been.
It was very depressing, صراحة.
I feel like it's a good experience. I feel like it's good to do these things.
It's good. It's good for us.
Good money. At least you got paid. Yeah, come on.
And it humbled us.
Yeah, it was very humbling.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, you guys are used to having all these people come to your shows and be like, "Woo, we love strangers!" And then
exactly,
like,
everyone is clapping after each song.
I think it's normal to have like.
And I have a theory, and I have a nadariya that kind of softens the blow of why they were so quiet. So I think they expected us to be like DJs, where we'd go from one song to the other, like a mix, right? They don't understand the culture of going to a live band. Like, you play a song, you finish a song, and you show your respect by applauding, right? That's like, we know that, we take it for granted, but they don't.
So wrong crowd. Some kind of like, it was just not your crowd that night. Yeah,
100% wrong crowd.
Yeah, fair enough. I mean, it happens to many bands.
Yeah.
Actually pushed us to actually revise what we do in the set. Like, maybe we need to revise the set list. Maybe this song needs to be there. So as the guy said, it humbled us in a way that, wait, hold on. Even if they're not our crowd, let's really look inwards. Are we doing this right? And it's kind of like we actually evolved. And maybe when so Mansoor, you joined the gig the week after, it was like, I would say 40% different than what we used to do for the past 2 years. So this is the first time we renovated our set list.
So this yani, we actually were talking... brings me to my question, like, how did your yani live performance evolve since you started?
Okay.
Did it actually change much?
The chemistry has always been there.
Yeah.
The chemistry is there, but
some changes in the songs, some intros, some outros, some parts are extended, some parts are cut short. Some songs are played slower, some songs are played faster.
Sometimes we added some melodies to the songs. Add more layers.
Let me say something here. While we are not touring, I'd say like playing all these gigs, we had in the middle the sessions of recording our album, and without it's no secret, Muzaj is our producer, and there are things that we did in the studio that kind of like transferred into our life where Muzaj are you blushing already? Wait, hold on.
No, my face is naturally red. I'm just naturally red, guys.
But Muzaj, we love working with Muzaj because he's the kind of producer that we hear about, and like when you hear like BTS of other bands, like where he pushes you to do crazy things. He doesn't involve himself in the writing. He does more like he just encourages you to do nice touches, and these nice touches that started showing in the album that we couldn't do unless we record. We couldn't do it live. Some of them replaced the originals where we had to like, okay, I'm going to stop doing this because what we did in the album is that. So I'd rather do this in the live. So it's all subtle things, Mansoor. It keeps evolving. And again, Zayma, the chemistry is there, but it keeps getting better and better. We got more comfortable around each other, which made us more comfortable on stage. And I think what people are feeding off the most is the energy of each room. Each room has its own vibe. And then we react naturally to that. But since you had a question, or did you talk about setlist itself?
I had a question, but since you mentioned that Muzaj is working as your producer for this upcoming album, I just have a small request. I want you to make his life hell. I want you to really, really give him a hard time.
Too late.
We're not
too
late. We're doing that.
They're ready. خليه يجيب الالبوم بس.
لا لا, I think it's we tried to record singles with others. We did our, the singles that we have released, we did on our own, really. And then we like found producers online to actually mix it and master. Mm-hmm. We produced it ourselves. It was a learning experience. There were good things and bad things. Mm-hmm. But when we worked with some people here, without mentioning names, it just felt like do this part, done. Now do the next part, done. Mm-hmm. And energy كانت ما هي موجودة أبدا. Mm-hmm. And whatever we do live was missing. There's تعرف هذا الشيء؟ في شيء كده. مو الفلوس حقت الراس.
Lightning.
في هذه. It wasn't there. Whatever that is. Okay.
Yeah. Do you have it?
Yeah.
I have it with Mosaic.
Ah, okay.
Yes, we have.
Exactly.
The little salt.
We do have it with Mosaic, and I think as much as he tries to hide it, he is in hell.
شوف هو 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 إيش اللي إيش اللي خلانا ناخد يعني القرار هذا بعد ما سجلنا مع مزعج الفيديوز اللايف فيديوز بصراحة اللايف فيديوز كنا يعني بنسمعها أكثر من إني أنا بسمع مثلاً السينجلز اللي موجودة في سبوتيفاي ولا في أي مكان ثاني فالساوند اللي سواه مزعج في اللايف لايف سيشنز كانت جميلة أعطى كل واحد حقه بصراحة يعني مثلاً يعني كلنا عندنا كان هذه الفكرة إنه مثلاً مزعج he's a metal guy he will never understand indie rock ولا ما يعني still ما أخذنا هذا الشيء طبيعي يعني
he still doesn't understand it but he goes with it I'm just
kidding. No, I do understand it, okay?
بس يعني كلنا كذا أخذنا قرار واحد إنه لا أفضل واحد موجود ويعني ال يعني اللي عجبنا إنه مزعج يعني ما بنقوله عشان البودكاست حقك لا طبعًا بس يعني هذا الكلام حتى من 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 وراك بنقول الكلام هذا إنه you were fighting for it also يعني you keep proving to us that you are providing the best sound that could fit us as strangers so يعني مثلا انا دائما احب مثلا في strangers انه البيس بيكون front حتى لما بنطلع لايف اي sound engineer بقول له ترى البيس we are not a metal band don't make us sound metal make a sound basis in front and then the guys who are going to be with me because me and Zed are handling the rhythm so please make me in front you did that and I always show an example listen to this bass is always front we want the bass to sound like this so
that's kind of sorry say again Zed we can't hear you
I was saying, you know, what? Yeah, from the very first, from the very beginning, when you started working with us, you understood the sound. You understood the sound. It didn't take. Yeah, you did not need to. مثل ما يقولوا يفزلك الموضوع. لا لا خلاص. It is that and it's that. You understood it.
Yes. Yeah, the case with you guys is that I just came in and like recorded what's there already. You know, like it's not. يعني زي ما تقولت يعني ما احتاجت فزلك I didn't need to like do you know interfere in certain ways that changes the dynamic of the band or changes the dynamic of the songs whatever is there was already great I just had to capture it and make sure that I'm capturing it right and work with you guys and if there's any kind of enhancement improvement to do it you know and hopefully so let's actually you know building on that point what's coming up next for you guys? So you guys, okay. So obviously the album. I mean, this is you know it's something that's coming soon. Yeah, exactly. Which I'm currently working on, and we're working on that right now. And I guess a release date will come. It will come from you guys. You guys will announce it on your own, right? And we'll discuss that. But what else in terms of live shows? Any kind of other projects? Any other live shows? Anything else that's coming up?
Can I just say something? I think we're more than 70%. done, or we're more than 70% done with the second album.
In terms of writing.
Oh, really?
In terms of writing and composing, yeah.
Wow, interesting. Okay.
Yeah, we're actually playing it live already. Actually.
Yeah, we're playing lots of those songs live right now.
And that's what we have upcoming, to answer your question.
Yeah.
We have a gig coming next Friday, when by the time you release this episode, there'll be like 2 days or 3 days left for the gig. So please
what's the
go
gig?
Ahead.
What date? What's the date? Where it is? And how can people buy tickets or find
it? 20th of September at Host. Follow them. Follow us. Check our stories. We'll actually join the stage with the band called Outlive. Oh, yeah. I'm sure you've heard of them.
Outlive.
Pretty cool alternative band.
Very underrated.
Yeah. And so we're playing the new stuff from the second album. I mean, the only way it improves is we either jam it as much as we can and then try it out on stage. Mm. So that's what we have upcoming. Unfortunately, after that, we might be taking a small break from gigging, shweya, focus more on the album and the release date and the artwork. And it goes with the whole thing. But we're definitely coming back like a month or something. If we ever get like, I don't know, if we get the gig after October. Like
Riyadh
wants us, we're here.
Riyadh.
We're ready.
Al-Matar, Riyadh.
15 Riyadh. Minutes away. Let's do this. But during October, I think it's going to be a little break, much needed for everybody, to be honest. Yeah. Each one of us individually can use some personal time. And a lot of communication with Mosaic.
Yeah, awesome.
Well, I
have a question.
You know,
so
I was just going to say very quickly, I'm also working on other projects. It's, you know, no secret.
No, bro.
But I'm also taking a break like during the vacation, during the National Day and vacation, so that I can start like wrapping up these projects, including Strangers as well. So, yeah.
Awesome.
I
just remembered, kind of, Andy, Sual, since you mentioned, you know, you're working on the album and stuff, like, just quickly, like, what's the creative process like and the songwriting process like for you guys?
That's a great question.
For us, the other day we composed the full song and then we played it live two days. We composed it 2 days before the gig.
Yeah, sometimes it's faster than sometimes.
Yeah.
But usually it starts with like a bare bone like chord structure part. Like usually Mustafa comes with like a guitar riff and something. And Sultan always writes his own parts. Zed always writes his own parts. And I almost always write my own parts. Very rarely does Mustafa tell me, listen, I have a lead that I hear in my head. This is how it sounds. And he tells me what to play. Very rarely does that happen. But usually it starts from like a very simple chord progression. And then each member of the band takes that chord progression and then puts his own stamp on it. And once we all finalize our parts, it becomes a Stranger song. Subhanallah, like 2 days before the gig at Thrills, we wrote three songs. Sometimes it takes us weeks to finalize one song. But that day, just the stars aligned and we finished three songs in one day. But only one of those three songs started that day. The two other songs we've been working at for a while. But sometimes we just get lucky, like we strike oil. Like on the same day, we get like the
lightning like in a bottle. Just lightning in a bottle, and then happens and everything aligns and
you hear exactly what you want in your head and then your fingers can follow. Sometimes you hear something but you just can't figure it out with your fingers. Sometimes your fingers are doing something and everyone likes it but you don't like it, and like that happens
a lot.
Like the guy's telling me, oh, that's amazing, but I'm like, no, I don't it's not the one
I don't like it,
you know.
Yeah.
Yeah,
is there like so? There's no song like you guys don't have a song that's like, oh, this is the song that Sultan, you know, this is Sultan's song, or this is Qasai's song, or this is Zed's song.
But it starts with someone, so that's why it's Qasai's song, Zed's song.
It always starts with a guitar riff, either Qasai comes up with or I come up with, and then it's a progression, and even that riff is not doesn't stay
set
the same.
Stone, yeah,
it changes. Actually evolves to something else. That's what. If it stays the same, then it is. But I've always had the interest of trying to start a song with a bass line or trying to start a song with a drum line and see where it goes. I'm not sure we tried to do that a few times, but the
who
guys
did it once.
Ayat Obni.
لسه ما طلعت.
top secret.
One time I sent a bass line في جروب كده أرسلت.
Yes, that was.
كده قلت أيوة خذوا دبروا نفسك.
خذوا.
بعدها بساعة يمكن أو ساعة ونص ألاقي مصطفى يرسل في الجروب مجهز الريف كامل.
Nice.
Structure جاهز.
Nice.
The bass line. The bass line was so good. I just heard the guitar and I started doing what I'm hearing in my head. And then everybody came in, Sultan and Busay and Zed. And it's still this is one of these songs where we're not ready to even share even a small bit of it. But it's evolving to something epic, to be honest. It's going to be one of my favorite songs.
But Kamana, yani, the main point here, the main takeaway of this question is that there's no one primary songwriter of Strangers. We are all equally... Yeah. Contributing to the music. There's not one. It's not like Kurt Cobain and Nirvana, you know, like where Kurt Cobain is bringing all the songs and they're saying he's the guy,
Gallagher.
Or Noel Gallagher with Oasis, and he's taking all the credit. No, it's all equal 25%, 25%, 25%, 25%.
Yeah,
and that's one of the things we live by. You know, it's like it's very important to us.
Yeah, I mean, that's it's a healthy dynamic. And like, you know, there are some bands where the dynamic is there's one guy that, or one person in the band that writes everything and like the whole band, like, you know, is there to serve that, and which is fine. You know, like that could be something that's successful and works for the band. But, you know, this is, I actually really appreciate this dynamic that you guys have, which is that, you know, someone brings an idea and then the rest like, oh yeah, they come up with their parts. And that person that brought the idea is not, you know, saying, لا لا لازم سوي بطريق ديانا. ولازم انا انا
كتبت
ايوه ماي سونغ وهذه طريقتي انا
وهكذا سو
اي لايك ذس فايب ذيرز نو لايك ات فيلز لايك ما في ايجوز في الموضوع يو نو وات اي مين اي ريلي لايك ذات
جوز اوت ذا دور ايل تيل يو مو ايجوز ايل تيل يو في حاجات اللي هي ذيرز ذا ديفرينشيشن بتوين ايجو اند كونفيدنس سو مثلا اي دونت هاف ان ايجو بات ام كونفيدنت ان ماي كورد بروجريشن ابيليتيز بات I'm very insecure about coloring certain things, so I actually depend on Kosai to do handy gap.
Yeah, you know, we're confident in each other. To be
honest. Yeah, and Sultan Masalan does the whole. There's something in the background that keeps me moving, and Sultan does that, and then comes Zed with like the structuring. We're gonna go up. We're gonna go down. We're gonna keep it monotone. The energy is always like. So كل واحد فينا, it's not a matter of egos. There's confidence in what everyone does best, aside from the music. Yeah, there's the music part that you contribute, and then there's the vibe you add.
Symbiotic relationship.
Yeah. Yes.
Symbiotic. Symbiotic, like venom. صح صح قصي. Like venom, صح قصي. You nerd.
It's like venom. Yeah.
Just so, like venom. Eddie Brock.
Eddie Brock. Okay. Guys.
So we love each other so much. Come here.
I don't.
Oh my God. Yes, hugs. Group hugs. Group hugs. Sultan جالس مكانه. Sultan جالس مكانه. قال لك, I'm not going to participate in this stupidity.
I just realized at some point, I'm just like, we love this guy and he does this. And I,
I guess I'll tell you a challenge with being in this band. Everything's been sunshine and roses. But the guys, every time I give them a name for a song, they make so much fun of me, man. Like, I can't name a song, seriously.
Okay, let me explain that. انتوا احكموا
طيب يا give me the name يلا تعال استنى يلا
we come up with a song and it's an amazing song to be honest
one of my favorites honestly hands down
جميله فكذا جاء قصي guys I have a name for the song
wait a second طيب so the song is dreamy it's shimmery dreamy big huge the song is huge and the outro is just too long and it doesn't repeat It jumps from one part A, part B, part C. Part C is the outro, and it's too long, and it's huge.
Pure post-rock.
Pure post-rock, all-time signatures. It's beautiful.
حلو.
Sultan, continue.
And then... طيب هدينا اسم الأغنية
Deep Oceans.
أنا أترك لكم التعليق. أنت لما يجيك واحد يقول لك Deep Oceans إيش؟
أنا رحت أظن أنا في باندا شفت Air Freshener اسمه Deep Ocean أظن. لا في كان في Air Freshener اسمه Deep Ocean في باندا I think.
No, make it worse, man. It's
okay. لا
It's
okay.
It's a man. We honored you. We said how about one word? Oceans.
Deep oceans.
Deep oceans. Yeah, مغر deepness. يعني I think oceans is nice.
Exactly.
Nice
enough.
Crashing waves.
It was oceans depth.
Ocean depth was the first one. But then depth is kind of a hard thing to say. Depth.
I would just call it the ocean is dry.
Yeah, there's always a funny story with every game we make. There has to be an abstract.
My favorite game is Kafu.
Kafu.
Which is all capitals. What was the word for it? It's not one word. Each letter. What was
it has
it
a meaning?
This thing.
Acronym.
Letter.
Acronym.
Thank you. It's an acronym. Yeah. It's an acronym, I'm not gonna say it on this podcast. I'll tell you.
Please.
It's Kafu,
please don't say. I can just guess already what the acronym stands for.
بس حييكم على أغنية دغفل الصراحة يعني.
التايتل
song name. يعني حقيقة أنا تعلمت كلمة جديدة من وراكم يعني I did not know this thing exists.
هو 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 شوف اسم دغفل يعني له صوت فإحنا ما نقدر
هو هذا الصوت اللي دائما بتسويه
هو
هذا الصوت
عرف إيش هو الدغفل عشان لو المستمعين الخمسة اللي قاعدين يسمعونه دحين
دغفل هو صغير الفيل
Okay, there we go.
حسيت نفسي بتفرج ناشونال جيوغرافيك.
هو الصوت بيطلع متى ذا الساوند؟
لما تقول يعني اسم الأغنية Deep Oceans.
Deep Oceans. تيجي.
أيوه. What is قصي شو؟
إيش هذا؟
دغفل. هذا الدغفل.
أوكي.
دغفل ولا دغفل؟ بس بيبي
ألفين. شور. إيه ناتشور والله بس دغفل.
دغفل.
صغير الفيل. طيب.
So it's like it's a very it's a bully. That's how bullying sounds. كده يجي اللي هو يسكتك humble you.
Yeah.
يعمل الصوت هذا يقول لك okay fine I get it. Sorry.
Yeah, it's like yeah, shut up. Like what I'm about to do now. Like what I'm trying to do right now. Can you do it?
Deep oceans.
You need sessions to learn this.
I need to have a one-on-one with you. Guys, it was a lot of fun. This episode was a lot of fun. I think this is the most fun episode I've done. And I didn't have a lot of energy today. And I was kind of like, ugh, I'm interviewing these guys that I've been seeing. And show. But you guys came into the episode. Salahatan. Hey. So before we go, anything you want to say, anything you want to promote, anything you want to talk about, anything you want the people to know. Tell the people.
These guys are amazing. Keep following this podcast, the Anti Shuffle podcast, number one.
Yeah. Seriously,
let's
guys.
Go.
Seriously, the best. You guys are doing great.
Thank you, guys. Really, it's a pleasure. It really means a lot. Like, thank you so much for coming. And I take a rafi, wallah.
Yeah, super fun.
Are you going to continue having hosts with you?
Yes. Yes.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah.
Inshallah, we're planning on for the next episode. We have another guest as well lined up, and we're gonna keep trying to keep bringing more and more. And because this is fun.
Come back whenever you guys.
We'd love to come back, man. This is super fun.
You're more than welcome, Allah.
Yalla, before inshallah, before the release of the album, we'll do like a special episode, maybe, and we'll. Thank you, strangers, for coming. Thank you all for listening. And we'll see you guys next week. Bye-bye.